Chuck Chat Freestyle for August 31st, 2015. Dog Days of Podcasting, Season 4, Episode 28. Wow. Just a few more to go, people. We'll make it to the end of the week. I think that's it. Hi, hi, it's me on the end of another Monday, and there are just two more working days to go till it's vacation time. I am out here in the stormy Southwest. Yes, it does rain in Phoenix. There are raindrops falling on the pool. It is dark. It is windy. There are flashes of lightning going on all over the place, but I will protect you. You might hear the wind blow occasionally. This was one of those days where I took advantage of the calendar being clear. I only had one short customer meeting. Actually, it was a partner meeting. And looked at the calendar and said, wow, whatever I've got to do, this is a good day to do it. So I looked at my project tasks and I made sure that whatever could be delegated was delegated and the people were moving forward with that. And whatever I had to do, I needed focus time on, like writing an app, I could do. And I spent the vast majority of the day making some serious headway. I felt really good about it. I felt productive today, yet in tune with all the other projects that were going on, because we've got a new team member starting and we want to look like our sails are up and full of wind and our ship is headed in the right direction. So I updated all my project tasks that my boss asked me to within our tool, within our platform, just to say, hey, look, this is how we run a project. It was a good day. It was a productive day, and I'm happy with it because the calendar tomorrow is crap. It is back-to-back-to-back meetings all over the place. Some people asking for my help. I'm asking for some other people's help. Some is just status meetings. I've got a lot of stuff to get done before I go on vacation on Thursday and Friday, and people are still scheduling things on Thursday and Friday, even though they know I'm out of the office. So I know Craig will appreciate this, that it seems like even though you've got availability on the shared calendar thing, when somebody's scheduling an appointment, you say, hey, when is Craig available? They don't look at that. They just go, I'm having a meeting from 2 to 3, and you're invited, and I don't care what else you're doing. Well, you know, have a little courtesy, people. Look at the availability on the other people's calendar. If you've got that capability within your enterprise, please respect the calendar. Otherwise, you're just going to go, you're going to get a rejection back, and people say, I'm not available at this time. You have the ability to find the best open window and let them know. But I'm not here to talk to you about productivity or best etiquette in the business place. I'm here to talk to you about another television show. It is Lost. Yes, I was one of those people who did not watch it the first time around years and years ago. Donna and I watched it shortly after moving in. We got the cable. We got the Apple TV hooked up. We didn't have much that we brought with us on the moving truck, off of the moving truck. The moving truck had most of our stuff, the furniture and everything, but it's going to be a couple of weeks. So we basically had TV, cable, and Apple TV and said, what can we watch? And we said, never watched Lost. Let's take a look at that. So we took a look at that. We started watching and kind of got into it. And the first couple seasons, much like Heroes, were all right. They can draw you in. You're like, hey, what is this? Unfortunately, I knew the spoiler at the ending because somebody years and years ago told me, and I kind of stuck it in my back pocket. And with that information, it kind of made more sense as the show went on. I'm not going to spoil it for you in case you haven't watched it. I know, I'm terrible at this. I could give spoilers for shows that are, what, more than 5 years old. Honestly, we pretty much enjoyed it until, what was it, the last season? There was one season in the middle that was tough to watch. I forget if it was season 2 or season 3. I'm like, what the heck? And then the last season was, what the heck? So it did wrap up nicely. I mean, again, once you knew the spoiler, there were a few things, even if you knew what was going on, that just didn't make sense. I know that the writers had the end in mind when they wrote the whole thing. They said, hey, we're going to do this with, you know, that surprise ending. For the most part, it made sense when things happened. But there were others that just went, all right, I just don't get it. I know it was a great way to lure a bunch of people into sci-fi that normally weren't sci-fi audiences. So it was a good way to get people on board with that. So, I am going to give Lost about a 6. It was entertaining to a point, but there were others that just went. It is interesting to watch where some of the other actors and actresses are showing up, like Evangeline Hoff, I believe is her name. She showed up in Lord of the Rings as one of the elves. She also showed up, what was I just watching? And I went, oh, that's her again. It was hard to recognize her because she had a short cropped black haircut. Oh, you can hear the rain coming down now. Cool. But it's kind of fun watching these people pop up. Obviously, was it Austin? Not Austin Garcia. That's my daughter's boyfriend's name. the guy who played Hugo. Dang, nabbit. Now I can't remember his name. He was on a short-lived show called Alcatraz, which I thought was interesting also. And there are some others that keep popping up. I've seen the guy who plays John Locke appear on a show here and there. So it's kind of fun watching them, following their careers. I'll spot somebody and then go, hey, I think that's so-and-so, and jump on IMDb and check it out to see if that is, in fact, who it is. I did have a false alarm tonight while I was watching Continuum and thought that Michelle Forbes was on season 2. It was not Michelle Forbes, who played Ensign Roe in Star Trek. And also, she was on Battlestar Galactica. Can't remember what she was on. The Pegasus, I believe it was. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up there. Keep it light for you tonight. There's just a couple more days. We are making it through. I have lots of shows and books and movies to cover, but I am starting to get picky and choosy now because some of them are just really hard for me to give an honest answer on. And there's still about 5 in the backlog. So, don't think I'll be doing the same theme next year because I can't watch. Well, who knows? Maybe. I don't know. But I do have a theme in mind for 2017 that is still in the works. We'll see if that pans out. Really looking forward to seeing you guys at Dragon Con. If you can't make it to Dragon Con, the Parsec Awards, as well as many of the podcast streams podcast panels are going to be live streamed. So if you want some information on that, I will put that in the Dog Days and Podcasting group. So you can still participate in some of that stuff, including our live show, Technorama and Comedy Forecast, on Friday night. Knocking on wood. Actually, that's stucco, but close enough. There's wood underneath. We'll talk to you later. Bye!
There's that music again. That means that's all for this time. So let me tell you how to get in touch with me if you're so inclined. My podcasts are at chuckchat.com, where they've been since 2004. More general information about me is at Chuck Tomasi. I assume you can spell Chuck, right? But Tomasi is T-O-M-A-S-I, and there you'll find links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, books, career notes, and all that stuff. Some shows are recorded in a binary studio in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, and the rest are recorded on my phone using Boss Jock. I'm sure you can tell the difference just by listening. This show is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a challenge for podcasters to make a podcast a day for 30 days, about this time each year, August. Thanks to my friend and coworker Craig Stepp for coming up with the idea in 2012. For more information about the Dog Days of Podcasting, head over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you for listening, and I give you a binary high five. 101.